Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. We are in a fresh month. It's always exciting to be able to help you be in the know with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. And of course, with terrific sponsors of our broadcast, we're always able to give a little love and then delve right in. So shout out to our friends at Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero near the Hallmark and Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive there in North St. Lucie County. Open 7 days a week. They are true nail artists. And we're just a few short weeks away from Easter, so maybe some Easter or spring-themed nails would be appropriate, right? Fingers, toes, lash extensions, waxing, they do it all at Foxy Nails. They've been longtime partners of the program, and we hope that you get foxified in the coming days and weeks so you can look and feel your best. Now, I know that some baseball-inspired nails could be really fun as folks potentially gear up to get tickets for a big event that's going to help benefit Voices for Children. We have on today's broadcast Terrence Channon. He's the president over there at Voices for Children of Okeechobee and the Treasure Coast. And you all are very busy, not just with your event coming up, but with the daily work that you all do. Isn't that true?
Oh, that's right. Now, we spend, a lot more hours than we ever imagined, especially as volunteers, making sure that the needs of the area's underserved children are met.
Interesting. Now, not everyone is familiar with Voices for Children. Could you share with us a little brief history and the mission as you advocate for the children in foster care?
Yes, that's a big part of what we do. And historically, the organization would focus almost exclusively on foster children through the Guardian Ad Litem Office. That's a state-run program that provides volunteer advocates on behalf of children as they go through the legal system when they're in foster care. Mm-hmm. And that was always how the organization was founded. In the past year or so, there's been a lot of changes throughout the state of Florida and things how the legal system is organized and new statutes. And we still do a ton of work with the case managers and advocates at the Guardian Ad Litem Office and providing children's needs from requests they send in. But we've also broadened our reach a little bit more to provide a support for really all the children in the area that are, abused, abandoned, neglected, or marginalized in another form.
Wow, that is tough to even have to grapple with the fact it exists, and it exists by big numbers, kind of, huh?
Yes. I mean, there are several hundred children in the foster system and then several thousands more in the area that, fall into this category. And it's when I first heard about the organization many years ago, I never really heard of some of the challenges that some of the children experience. And the gentleman that effectively recruited me to come onto the board of directors said, I guess you had a fairly loving and supportive upbringing. I said, yes, I did. And so, yes, there's a lot of stories that happen that if the world were a perfect place, these things should not happen, but they do. And mm-hmm. and that sometimes it's a tough space to swim in, hearing some of the stories and some of the abuse and some of the difficulties that these children experience, not just today, but what that means to them in the future. And so really the whole driving point of the organization is to make investments in these children that benefit them today and also provide a lot of chances for them to succeed in the future. So that's really what drives us. We want to have a better life today and want them to heal. And then understanding that the traumas and being abused, abandoned, neglected can just be a lasting thing for their entire lifetime. We want to give them investments in their skills, in their well-being, so that they can carry that healing into adulthood.
Well said. And of course, this you had mentioned that you're really a team of volunteers and advocates. And so the role of the volunteer, it's important. How do we get involved? Because obviously you're able to engage with these children through the local agencies, through school, through community resources. And then what happens, Terrence?
Well, there's the biggest thing we're focusing on these days is investing what we call enrichment activities for these children, right? So these are things like camps, sports, art, drama, things of that nature. And it's a big step forward from what we've historically done. And we still do a lot of what we call normalcy needs. So sometimes children have needed some extra clothes, or they wanted a special small gift for their birthday. One story that always sits with my heart that, really gets to people is there was an 11-year-old kid, and he was asked, "What would you like for your birthday?" And he said, I would like a birthday cake. I've never had a birthday cake. And it's like, well, someone get this kid a birthday cake, right?
ASAP. Right.
So we've done a lot of things like that, which we've always called normalcy items. We bought prom dresses, summer camp registration fees, little things that these kids sometimes just would not be able to have access to that just, hey, these are just things that you seem like a normal kid would have. But we've expanded to start doing more enrichment activities, like I said, camps and sports. And we found that these things have significant lasting impacts on the children and their lives as they grow up. And I think everyone can make sense of that, where they say, well, kids that played sports or that developed the skill in music or art, they tend to be more successful, well-adjusted in life, even if they did not have any abuse or trauma growing up. It's more especially so if they went through some sort of very difficult situation. And the good news about that is these things in the enrichment camps are very more long-lasting. They create great memories. They create great skills. They boost self-esteem. They aid with healing. And that's just not subjective. There's a lot of evidence that shows that. The challenge we have is that, it might cost a lot more to fund a season of travel volleyball with all the equipment and cost than it would be for a birthday cake, right?
Yeah.
So, just like any organization that's a 501c3, we're always, seeking new donors to contribute financially, but we really, really need a lot of, a lot more volunteers, right? We're so small and focused, and we're small but mighty, and we show up and we get a lot of compliments from the groups that we give our volunteer time to. Like, example, if we're helping out, we did something at Meadowood Golf Club. We were the beneficiary of their golf tournament, and they gave us a lot of accolades for, all our smaller team just coming out there and being involved and helping with things and being that. So that's the type of effort and energy that our volunteers bring when we're doing events. And we need more volunteers that maybe want to commit a couple hours a month to give some of their skills or helping at events or just making them a little bigger and better. So those are our two biggest things now. And with volunteers, board members, we'd love to have some more board members as well. So those are our biggest needs right now. But I think those are probably the same needs as any nonprofit organization, right? So what's new?
Yeah. Well, and I think that with there being so much philanthropy here in the Treasure Coast, it's important that when you find the sponsors and the volunteers, oftentimes they align with the overall mission. Like, we're a company that's dedicated to giving our funds and our time as it pertains to the youth, whereas others might address just hunger or just the senior demographic of aging people. So I really think that what you have here is so important to highlight, because you're not just focused on one particular city per se. This need goes beyond that, and having these children and knowing that you can get them involved with these events that make for a lasting positive impact and memory sure changes that outlook, because getting some volunteers together to play in a game or associate with that positivity to such a degree is really rewarding. And like you said, just a couple hours a month can make a big difference. That's not as crazy of an ask as one might think other groups would be. So with that in mind, you do have some fundraising coming up, because, like you said, these various activities require materials, fuel, so on and so forth. And I had mentioned at the start of the show maybe some foxy baseball-inspired nails because you got a big baseball game coming up, and I couldn't think of a better team sport than baseball.
We've done this the past several years, and we've done it at the St. Lucie Met Stadium there in Port St. Lucie. And in the past, it's been called Be a Hero Night. This year, we're calling it Home Run Heroes, and it's just been a great evening of a baseball game. There's always been some entertainment and some other festivities there, and we've been able to be a partner with the St. Lucie Mets for that game to be a beneficiary of the funds they raised that night, and it's been a really fun night out. And just to kind of comment on that, we've brought a lot of energy into that, and you talk about. Certainly, we want to raise a good amount of money and have people go. That's great, but one year especially, it's just the word of this event really got out. We nearly sold out the stadium there, which is rare.
That's
for a minor
awesome.
League game, right?
Yeah.
And but part of what drove the sellout was the a lot of children's homes in the area where a lot of children that are going through some very difficult times or part of the foster system or really don't have anyone to go. They're in these homes. Healing, repairing, improving, and the word got out, and they said, "Hey, can you get us tickets for our kids at the home here, and we'll bus them there, we'll bus them back, we'll do all that." We said, "Yes." So we had a lot of children from all over the Treasure Coast, from Indian River, Okeechobee, St. Lucie, and Martin County, be able to come to this game and just enjoy, a baseball game. We're talking young kids, 8 years old, 10 years old.
Right.
I remember myself when the St. Lucie Mets and New York Mets for spring training first came to town. We go back decades ago. I remember, being able to leave school early once a year for a spring training game. And, even me with just, a good upbringing and very grateful for that was still just a great memory, just spending time with some friends doing that and leaving school early and stuff. And
yeah.
So in a minimum, I would imagine that memory would be the same for really any child, but certainly, I want to be careful saying this. I don't want to single out children that have been through abuse and saying, well, you're not a child. You're still a child. You're still a person. But that if an event like that paid a lot of positive dividends for me, I would imagine it could be just as meaningful or more for someone that has been through a lot worse.
Absolutely.
But that was just very well received. So April 18th, that's an evening event. And there's tickets and sponsorships for sale. There's information on our website. We've got great sponsor packages that include tickets where, for maybe your office or your friends, things of that nature. So I think it's a great event. People have shown up. So here, we get sponsor dollars, but we're really selling blocks of tickets and encouraging people to come out.
Very fun. And so that's a Friday evening, April 18th. You had mentioned your website, and we haven't had a chance to plug the formal address of the website. And of course, folks can always simply Google Voices for Children, Okeechobee Treasure Coast. Yet if you can take the opportunity to rattle it off, because I would assume within those various pages of the site, there's going to be statistics, there's going to be impact stories, there's going to be ways that we can get involved. Folks that are saying, I want to be more active on a board or as a volunteer, there's going to be all of that information and how they can dig deeper within that site.
Yes, 100%. The website address is voicesforchildrenotc.org. And on that website, yes, Anna, you're exactly right. There will be information about who's on the board now. There'll be information about some upcoming events. And we just published last year for the first time. And again, we are a small but mighty organization. But we published and created our first ever annual impact report, where we actually gave a detailed breakdown of how many children we helped, where we spent the money, how it was spent, the impact it had, a handful of examples of actual stories, like actual things that we did. I mentioned the birthday cake story, right? Is
mm-hmm.
one, but stuff like that. And in the past, we did not have that, but that has been something as we've grown, the organization's gotten more on the map. We've had two great years of good growth and better attendance at events than ever. We wanted to make sure that we were doing everything we could for the community and potential donors or supporters or volunteers to say, hey, this is what we're doing with it. So that transparency to me is, and I think to all of our board members, is very important to say, hey, we're making a big impact. I'm a personal believer that we've got just such an important cause on the Treasure Coast, because children that are abused, abandoned, neglected, and marginalized, if they're not invested in, if they don't have a full healing through, which really takes a village to do it, it's catastrophic for the child later in life in many, many ways at different levels, but it's also very detrimental to the community at large. So the more we can, you know, beat this problem into submission and help these kids have better childhoods and better adulthoods, it's going to pay significant dividends, not just for the child's well-being, but also for the community's well-being.
Right, as they become more productive, giving, loving citizens, and all they need to be shown is a little bit of love all along the way. And, of course, the importance of every child having the right to be safe, to be loved, to be supported, to give them an environment in which they can do so. We might not be able to offer that to them on the daily in their own homes, but we can certainly give them that reprieve and show them that it can be done. And that's powerful stuff. And of course, the community at large has supported and is involved. And it's as easy as just purchasing tickets or stepping up to sponsor for April 18th at the Met Stadium, which is going to be really beautiful. If you're just tuning in, we are chatting with Terrence Channon. He's the president for Voices for Children. They're doing great work here in the community, working with those in the foster care system as well as outside of just that spectrum, and getting involved with kids through the different groups and schools and community resources. And I mean, the volunteers, the board members, you have some requests out there, and hopefully our listeners, as they get ready to enter into a new springtime season, can think about how they might be able to be a resource once again. Terrence, the website, pretty please.
Oh, okay. It says voicesforchildrenotc.org.
All right. We appreciate you being on the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. Amanda Valencia-Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostess. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs, and all the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal Coastal Living, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're also the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Gardens and Pollywood. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Right now, we're having a spring sale with lots of great markdowns and discounts on everything you need for your Florida home, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of brand name closeouts and sale items. And visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Evergreen Media is your go-to for podcasting.
Business owners, boost your brand by educating clients with your own show.
Just show up.
We handle everything else.
Get your custom video podcast on Facebook, YouTube, and more. Start today at egreenmedia.com.
Blue Dolphin Pools.
strives to provide quality service with a well-trained staff in the field and in the office. They want you to know that your pool or spa investment means much more to them than just another account. They believe you have entrusted them with your investment, and they'll do their best to see that it stays in top condition. Blue Dolphin Pool has been in business over 35 years, setting them apart from the competition. Residential or commercial, Blue Dolphin will keep you in the swim. 567-5853.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey, 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 friends. Happy April. A little shout out to some of our fellow sponsors. Thank you to Michelinas for your ongoing support. Not only do they have dining Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9, they also have incredible family meals to go. Where if you want a delicious home-cooked meal, but you don't want to have to make it, and you want to stay home and be in your comfy clothes and feed your family, you can do it. And it's like $60 for an incredible amount of food that is just delicious and so easy, a variety of options to choose from. Michelina's there on US 1 and Stewart makes it so simple, and we are thrilled to have their support on this program, and we hope you will show them some love. If you have upcoming graduation parties or Easter dinners, they can help you with all of their catering options. True Colors Salon and Spa, weekend and evening hours, 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. We're in springtime. If you're looking to experiment a little bit with a fresh color, cut, style, they can make that happen. And if for some reason you don't absolutely love it, you can come back free of charge and they will tweak it until you do. They even have monthly specials. We had Courtney Turner on the show last week and she highlighted some great packages that they're doing for April, including buying massages in bulk. I say yes, 60 or 80 minutes. You will love it. So from nails to hair to skin to massage, they do it all there at True Colors Salon and Spa. Also, a special thank you, of course, to White Glove Moving and Storage. White Glove is teaming up with Premier Real Estate and Pizoodles in the next couple of weeks to host a spring cleaning food drive. So if you're in Vero Beach on the 12th or 13th and you are spending some time in the next couple of days or weeks clearing out your pantry, wanting to start fresh. We have a lot of seasonal friends that come stay for a few months and then head north or back out west. And you might want to get rid of some of those items. You can bring them by, literally drive through there on Beachland through the Premier Real Estate corner office, drop off those goods, and we will ensure that everything gets funneled through the food bank of the Treasure Coast and delivered to the Indian River County food pantries so that we can help supplement those pantries for the upcoming late spring into summer. There's always such a need there. So as we're spring cleaning, we can clean out our pantries. And this is just such a great way for folks that are going to be leaving for an extended period of time to be able to put those items to good use. And a special thank you to Premier Real Estate Lucy Hendricks for lending us that beautiful space, and to Pizoodles for helping spread the word on all their pizza boxes, as well as donating delicious food in bulk. And of course, to White Glove Moving and Storage, supplying the labor and the truck to help fill up so that we can make a big impact. And if you know of anybody that is planning a move, whether it's local or long distance into or out of Florida, as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, White Glove can assist. So it's going to be 9 a.m. to 2 o'clock on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th. We're really looking forward to being able to raise as much as we did at the end of last season because it goes such a distance. And of course, if you don't want to donate food and you want to just drop off a check, for every $1 that is raised, they can supplement 8 meals through the food bank. Isn't that incredible? what they can do. It's really special. So again, all of our sponsors, we love you. We thank you. Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. If you're looking to grow your referral and resource partners, you can join us. The next luncheon is going to be Friday, April 11th in Vero Beach at Twisted Lime. And then we meet again on April 16th, that Wednesday in Stuart at the delicious Michelina's. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to be your hostess with the mostest. Check us out online at treasurecoastinsider.us and show some love to those incredible sponsors. Thank you again to Voices for Children for being our guest. Cheers.